This year's Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded to three scientists for their pioneering work in, stay with me, demonstrating macroscopic quantum mechanical tunneling and energy quantization in electrical circuits. Yes, made it. Briton John Clark, along with Michael Devereux from France and the American John Martinis, made the discoveries in the mid-1980s. The Nobel jury said their research had created opportunities to develop the next generation of quantum technology. Our science correspondent Palab Ghosh reports.
This year's prize is for demonstrating that something called quantum tunnelling can occur in electrical circuits. The arcane terminology belies quite a straightforward phenomenon, and its implications are profound. There is no advanced technology used today that does not rely on quantum mechanics, including mobile phones, cameras and fibre optic cables. But Professor Clark and his team's achievement with quantum tunnelling paves the way for even greater advances. Quantum mechanics are the bizarre rules that tiny particles like the electron follow in the subatomic world, such as seeming to be in several places at the same time. Another odd thing that happens in the quantum realm is that particles go through energy barriers that they don't have the energy for. The barrier can be thought of as a hill, with the electron not having enough energy or petrol to go up it. But using quantum tunnelling, it burrows through it. Professor Clark and his team demonstrated that tunnelling can be reproduced not just in the quantum world, but also in our world, in an electrical circuit that can be held in the palm of one's hand.